and welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for May 2000. This is issue number 182, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey. And on this edition, we have Jerry Starr, Bruce Conti, Ken Nanuschuk, Phil Wayne, John Bowker, Mark Durenberger, and you, the members. So sit right back for an hour and a half of DX Power. But first, this legal ID.
WRKO Boston.
This is the AM Switch. To contribute to this column, send your information to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Two reference numbers this month, starting with number 479, these call letter changes. On 740, KTWK in Colorado Springs, Colorado becomes KVOR. That's half of a call swap. 930, KKHJ Los Angeles returns to the three-letter call, KHJ. 970 KANM in Modesto, California becomes KESP. On 1150 WTAW College Station, Texas changes to KZNE. But don't worry, that rare W call west of the Mississippi is not disappearing, only moving. We'll get to that in a second. 1290 WDLP in Panama City Beach, Florida becomes WPCF. 1300 KVOR in Colorado Springs, Colorado becomes KTWK. 1370 KTLS in Holdenville, Oklahoma changes to KCNB. On 1400 KNOR Norman, Oklahoma changing to KREF. 1510 KJQI San Rafael, California changing to KMZT. 1520 WOOO Shelbyville, Indiana becomes WKWH. And on 1620 KAZW College Station, Texas becomes WTAW. One new station was granted in the expanded band on 1690 in Charlotte-Amalie, Virgin Islands, will be 10,000 watts day, 1,000 night in a non-directional antenna. One grant of interest on 630 CJET in Smith Falls, Ontario, going to be moving to FM 92.3. And under otherness on 1250 KBTC in Houston, Missouri, this silent station has returned to the air. We had this news last month, but out of force of habit, we called it Houston, Texas. No, they have not moved. They're still in Houston, Missouri. And on 1590 WZUM in the Pittsburgh suburb of Carnegie, Pennsylvania, has returned to the air. Moving to reference number 480, these call letter changes. On 1030, WSFZ in Memphis, Tennessee changes to WWGQ. 1130, WSJP Murray, Kentucky becomes WRKY. Also on 1130, WOGG in Brownsville, Pennsylvania. Last month we told you they were changing to that call. It turns out the FCC was a bit confused. That was an FM call change. The AM in Brownsville, Pennsylvania on 1130 will remain WASP. 1300 WLIR Spring Valley, New York becomes WRCR. 1340 KXXT in Santa Barbara, California changing to KIST. 1340 WKGJ in Auburn, New York changing to WWLF. And on 1380 WLVS in Lake Worth, Florida becomes WWRF. One grant of interest on 1250 WNTT in Tazewell, Tennessee, now will be full-time as they add 34 watts power at night. The antenna will be non-directional day and night. Under otherness on 890 WEEZ in Laurel, Mississippi has returned to the air. 900 CHYC in Sudbury, Ontario, their construction permit for 98.9 FM is now on, which means the AM's days are limited. 990 WLHN, this silent station in Muncie, Indiana, has returned to the air with a special temporary authority. Since they are not directional, they are non-directional at the moment. They have had to reduce their power to 62 watts. 1080 WNWI in Oaklawn, Illinois, their construction permit for 900 watts at night is on. They are now full-time. 1150 WSPZ in Tuscaloosa, Alabama has gone silent. On 1370, KCNB in Holdenville, Oklahoma is silent. And on 1530 WBCW in Gannett, Pennsylvania, DXers may hear this station IDing as WKTW. That call has not been officially assigned. The FCC database indicates this call is still officially WBCW, even though they continue to call themselves WKTW on the air. And that'll wrap it up for this month. John Bucker is next. Travelogue is up. And we'll see in 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry. And hello, everyone. This is the Travelogue program segment of the DX Audio Service. And what you're going to be hearing for the next few minutes are recordings made of legal station breaks of AM broadcast stations from the central and the western half of the United States. But with one thing in common, they all come in at 560 on your AM radio dial. Now, just about all the stations on this channel operate with 5,000 watts. And this month, we're going to start by taking you back to our trip to Bridgeport, West Virginia, and the NRC DX Audio Service Convention. The one in 1992.
Lisa Roberts will pass along news details on this and other stories coming up next at 56 WJLS.
WJLS Beckley.
Rick Jamie, 56 WJLS.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
Here's a better cut showing their format, and this from 1997.
The logo's coming. I gotta shut up here. Hoping that your holiday is very cheery and bright, uptight, all right, out of sight, and from the Neffs to you, a very Merry Christmas.
Okay, we now get into that very dangerous territory. That's the, for me anyway, the upper central Midwest. You see, that's where Fred Vobey lives. In fact, Fred was the engineer at this next station for a while.
More good music is first on your dial from Cutie Radio, WQTE Monroe. It's exactly 6 o'clock.
What can I say? That's the kind of music we have here in the Tampa Bay region on one of our FM stations.
You're listening to November, the month of remember, on Honey Radio, WHMD, Monroe, Detroit.
Now here's a slightly cleaner cut from that powerhouse. Well, okay, it's the station I mentioned last month that broadcasts with 500 watts. Okay, but with its antenna system and that low dial position, Fred points out quite accurately they were beating many of the Detroit stations in the ratings, even though they were well out of the city of Detroit.
Vogue's on Honey Radio. A minute after 8, we got snow, we got 21.
You're listening to WHND, Monroe, Detroit, AM 56.
WHND.
All oldies, all the time.
1960.
Okay, there came a time when Fred left that station, and therefore they threw up their hands, they changed their call letters, and they tried all sorts of things. Now, if you have the latest log in front of you, you'll know they changed their call letters back in 96 to WLLZ, and Fred has a recording of that.
Station.
The opinions expressed on the Word Station are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of WMUZ or its advertisers.
Blessed are those whose strength is in the Lord. AM 560, the WMUZ Word Station, keeping you strong in the Word.
WLLZ Monroe, Detroit.
Today on Discover the Word, Haddon Robinson, Alice Matthews, and Marty Hahn want to talk about what envy...
And this summer we'll be out there, Fred, to get our own recording of WLLZ. So we're going to move on to the West now just a little bit. And once again, we come to an influential station in an influential city. Let's first hear a few seconds of this Windy City station, the way many of us will remember it forever and ever.
I'm Chet Douglas, ABC News.
Good morning. Welcome to the Clark Weber Show.
And every hour on the hour, they proudly proclaim their heritage.
This is Talk Radio 56, your Chicago Blackhawks hockey station, WIND Chicago, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Larry Langford. 46 degrees.
And if you remember from last month, the sequence of programming on WFIL in Philadelphia, remember what they went through? Well, once the rock and roll audience moved to FM, WIND had the same problem. Here's one of their attempts to fix it.
Dr. Tony Grant puts you in touch with feelings this afternoon following the 3 p.m. news on the wind.
In Chicago, there's always the wind. The wind is WIND Chicago. Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jim Boutette, WIND News. Temperature in Chicago, 25 degrees.
But guess what? That didn't work either. So WIND did what so many other stations have done. They got themselves sold. And the format has changed, too, just a little bit.
This is WIND.
IND. 560.
Anger. La Tremenda, Chicago.
Así son las 7 ya de la mañana con un minuto. Javier Soros acompañándote en cabina.
Well, okay, that's enough from WIND, can you guess why they wanted the call letters WIND? Yes, I'm sure you guessed right. That's too easy. It's because their transmitter was located in Indiana, IND. That's true, absolutely true. And in the early days, the 1920s, most stations ID'd with the location of their towers as the city of license, if you will.
56, WEBC. 56, 56, WEBC,
the superior. Kappa Cervix and time is 12 noon.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Oh, yes. We've moved northward to the most westerly Atlantic Ocean seaport in North America. Indeed, that's true, too.
WGBC, Channel 56, best in the North Atlantic.
Okay, so now we get back in the motorhome and lazily head south toward the most remarkable fishing tackle store in the United States. And once again, I'm not kidding. This is a good travelogue this time. The Bass Pro Shop. It's world-renowned. And the best thing, it's enormous parking lot where the motorhome could stretch out and still be completely out of the way. You know, we stayed there for several hours that morning with all 7 tape recorders running on 7 different radios on the hour. And, perhaps I hadn't mentioned, we entered K-Land in Springfield, Missouri.
It's 9 o'clock at KWTL Springfield. ABC News is next. From ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. A ceasefire has been declared in Yugoslavia, the announcement coming in Belgrade from the Yugoslav Defense Minister.
And one more from Springfield, and this shows you what their call letters stand for.
Keep watching the Ozarks with News Talk 560, KWTO Springfield. News is next from ABC. Talk to you by preferred printing. It's 1 o'clock. John Belmont.
You know, you shouldn't have any trouble telling why this next station asked for its call letters either, as we cross from state number 29 to state number 32.
AM 560, KLVI.
Coming up weeknights starting at 11 o'clock, it's Tom Snyder, always with interesting guests from Hollywood, here on the Talk of the Town, AM 560, KLVI, Beaumont.
From ABC News, I'm Gary Narn.
Now we go into the mountains, to the Electric City.
At the U.S. National Lawnmower Racing Association. That's no kidding. That's been a look at news on 560 KMON Great Falls.
From ABC News, I'm Vic Ratner, and we're live at the crash command site on Long Island.
We know there was a catastrophic explosion. It's caused by some sort of a bomb, obviously.
Well, turns out you were wrong, my friend. It wasn't caused by a bomb. That was the famous Flight 800 that crashed in the Long Island Sound.
The arrests here in Great Falls of five Pasco residents last spring, also indicted, were seven people from the Electric City. Most have pleaded innocent, but some are still at large. That's news to this hour, brought to you by Billman's on KMON Great Falls. It's 12 o'clock. Time now for Paul Harvey, being brought to you in part by Great Falls Tractor and Maddox Roofing.
Okay, here comes another biggie now. This next station could be heard in western Vermont when I was growing up, and maybe one of you has sent a recording into Bruce Conti showing how it really can be DX'd all the way from Denver, Colorado.
It's now 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. At 9 o'clock today, it's going to be 56 in a row, straight away from 56 KLZ, FM Country on AM, KLZ Denver. Oh, it
can't be. What's that he said? FM Country on AM? I don't know what that means, but tell you what, we'll take another listen to KLZ. But just remember now, this cut is 4.5 years old, so nobody respond to this next ad, okay?
At the same time, we're interviewing announcers to host our exciting weekend music programming. Professional communicators with mature, pleasant voices. These are part-time positions, and KLZ is an equal opportunity employer.
56 KLZ.
Their signal backs right up into the Rockies. And as we travel south next to a station that backs up on the United States border with Mexico.
A service of Uno Broadcasting Corporation, KBLU, Yuma, AM 560. KBLU, your good time oldie station.
Yuma, Arizona. I like that part of the Interstate 10 because somewhere just west of there is an exit labeled Bowker Street. What more could I tell you? But our next station at 560 on the dial is yet another biggie. A real biggie. This one I should know because I worked for a competitor in the city at one time. This is the city where no one needs screens on the windows because there are no flying insects. I bet you didn't know that. It's true.
This is KSFO News, the 6 o'clock report.
And once again from KSFO.
It doesn't matter. Somebody has to control these animals. That's all they are, little animals.
You're listening to the Bay Area's new talk station, Talk Radio 560, KSFO, San Francisco.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm John Lisk.
Now, if you head up into the eastern Columbia River power area, you come to Wenatchee, Washington, right smack dab in the middle of the state.
Capital Report and then sports in the next half hour. A lot to listen for.
The morning news from the News Authority, KPQ, Wenatchee.
Scattered clouds, northwesterly winds at 10 miles an hour, and 67 degrees at 7 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
We only spent a couple of hours in the area around Wenatchee, but here's another cut from them.
560 KPQ Wenatchee, the news and talk station. Smoky and hazy and a touch of a breeze, 79 degrees. Time for the news.
Well, that brings us to the end of the U.S. stations that we have at 560, but there's one more you've just got to hear, partly because we're going to be visiting this area again this coming summer, at least we plan to. This station's operating on 560 kilohertz with 10,000 watts. You might wonder, how do they get away with it? Well, it was recorded across the open water from Newfoundland to Nova Scotia.
You're listening to stations of the VOCM radio service. 590 VOCM St. John. 850 CHVO Carbonear. 710 CKVO Clarendon. 560 CHCM Marystown. 650 CKGA Gander. 620 CKCM Grand Falls. And 1240 CKIM Bay Verte.
It's 9 o'clock. Doctor and the medics are next.
Oh, and using Dr. Laura's theme I hear. Very good. Well, I'm going to see if I can update that one next summer when we plan to be up that way. And that area is kind of up in the region, you know, where this next fellow you're going to hear from, get this now, where this next fellow waits for the weather forecast for a minus 10 degree day. You see, that's in Celsius, too. I mean, that's really cold. Anyway, he rolls up 1,000 feet of wire over one arm, and he has a backpack, if I remember correctly, full of portable radios and sandwiches, of course, and carries a portable tape recorder and a logbook under his other arm. Makes quite a picture, doesn't it? He goes out on the beach of the rolling Atlantic Ocean to see what he can pull in on his radio from Europe and Africa and South America. I'd think he was crazy, except he doesn't go alone, and there can't be that many crazy people. So it must be I'm just too cozy in my Florida home, sitting back, listening to the devil rays. Well, putting that all aside, here's Bruce Conti.
Thank you, John, and hello, DXers. Welcome to the DX Digest, and yes, indeed, CHCM Marystown, Newfoundland was once on 560, relaying VOCM. I took a look back to the 1978 NRC domestic log, where I found CHCM listed at 560, with a change in facilities upping the daytime power from 1,000 to 10,000 watts. I'm not sure when the frequency change took place, but I believe it was in the mid to late 1980s when CHCM moved to 740. Hopefully DXers have been able to take advantage of CBL Toronto off the air at 740 to log Newfoundland. It may not be much longer before a new station signs on at 740 from Toronto. Right now it looks like an ethnic broadcaster will move to 740, bringing Indian film music to listeners out of range of CHIN and CIAO. From AM to FM, low-power FM is in the news. The FCC has determined by lottery the order in which applications for low-power FM will be accepted. The commission will be accepting applications in five groups, beginning in May with Alaska, California, District of Columbia, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Maine, Mariana Islands, Maryland, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and Utah. Group 2 applications will be accepted in August from Connecticut, Illinois, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, Puerto Rico, Virginia, and Wyoming. Group 3 is scheduled for November, consisting of American Samoa, Colorado, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Missouri, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Group 4 will get their chance in February 2001, Arizona, Florida, Iowa, New Jersey, North Dakota, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, U.S. Virgin Islands, Vermont, and West Virginia. Finally, Group 5 LPFM applications will be accepted in May 2001 from Alabama, Arkansas, Guam, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Washington. Low-power FM is designated by the FCC for non-commercial broadcasting, with maximum powers of 10 watts and 100 watts. In a public notice, FCC Chairman William E. Kennard said, "Today we begin a process that offers access to the airwaves to many Americans, such as members of schools, churches, minority groups, public safety agencies, volunteer fire departments, and other local community groups. I look forward to the FCC's soon receiving applications from many groups that, through these short-range, low-power radio stations, will have a voice to serve their local communities," FCC Chairman Kennard. Is LPFM a done deal? The National Association of Broadcasters and National Public Radio oppose LPFM. The relaxation of existing interference protections is cited as the primary reason for their opposition. Under current protection standards, there must be a three-channel buffer between stations. For example, in Boston, there's WBCN at 104.1, WRBB at 104.9, and WROR at 105.7. Using WBCN 104.1 as an example, the first adjacent channel is 104.3, the second 104.5, and the third at 104.7. WRBB is at 104.9, thus a three-channel buffer is between 104.1 and 104.9, protecting both stations from interfering with each other. Protection standards have been relaxed to a two-channel buffer for LPFM, meaning that there only has to be two frequencies between an LPFM station and an existing local broadcaster. The NAB claims that this will result in interference with existing stations and has been distributing a demo compact disc with examples of interference. The FCC says the NAB demo disc is artificial and not an actual demonstration. Nevertheless, the U.S. Senate has introduced a bill called the Radio Preservation Act of 2000 in an attempt to halt the LPFM application process, and the House has taken similar measures in filing House Resolution 3439. With the controversy surrounding LPFM, I decided to do my own investigation using a local low-power FM translator to test whether or not interference would be a problem. In this example, you will hear the FM translator in Nashua, New Hampshire on 90.3, relaying WEVO New Hampshire Public Radio. Then I will tune in WLMW 90.7 FM American Family Radio, Manchester, New Hampshire, with only a one-channel buffer between them and the Nashua translator. Finally, you'll hear Maine Public Radio from Portland at 90.1, the first adjacent channel to the 90.3 Nashua translator. In this demo, you will hear whether or not the low-power translator, which represents LPFM, causes interference. Here's my local translator on 90.3 FM.
You're listening to the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio, WEVO 89.1 in Concord and Manchester, WEVH 91.3 in Hanover and the Upper Valley, WEVN 90.7 in Keene and Southwest New Hampshire, WEVC 107.1 in Berlin. We operate translator stations W212AF at 90.3 in Nashua and W282AB at 104.3 in Dover. We are your choice for NPR News and classical music. Good afternoon.
Elian Gonzalez will remain in America for at least a while longer. The Federal Appeals Court has upheld a ruling that prevents his removal from the U.S. until an asylum hearing can be held. Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. I'm John Walters with All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. Closer to home today.
Now let's move two channels up to WLMW, Manchester, New Hampshire. It's an interesting ID because you actually hear the identification for the station on the network feed. Apparently they had difficulty getting their own local ID in there, so you'll hear someone else ID, but this is Manchester, New Hampshire, WLMW.
And the song, The Reason We Sing.
You're listening to
WAPD, Campbellsville.
Thank you.
America's largest family of Christian stations. We are American Family Radio, a broadcast ministry of the American Family Association.
This is AFR News. I'm Allie Martin. President Clinton.
WLMW at 90.7 FM. No interference noted from the WEVO translator. Now let's check out 90.1 WMEA, Portland, Maine.
Maine Public Radio was WMEA Portland, 90.1 WMEH Bangor, 90.9 WMEW Waterville, 91.3 WMED Calais, 89.7 WMEM Presque Isle, 106.1 and WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5. Good evening. It's 3.5 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. My name is Rich Tozier. We have music now of Franz Schubert, his quintet, Opus 163, the Deutschlisting 956 in C major. It's performed by the Cleveland Quartet with Yo-Yo Ma.
90.1 Maine Public Radio, adjacent to my 90.3 local translator, with the interference actually from another existing broadcaster lower on the dial, not from the translator. From this demo, I have to conclude that interference from LPFM with a two-channel protection buffer will not be a problem. The local, low-power translator did not cause harmful interference, not even to stations within the proposed protection standard. DXAS members are invited to try similar tests using translators as reasonable facsimiles of LPFM. Then phone in your results on the Musings line, post results on the NRC DXAS reflector, or send a recording of your experiment to me. Let us know whether or not you believe LPFM will cause interference problems. As a DXer, I look forward to the challenge, especially as different groups sign on, creating unique DXAS opportunities. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and Good DX.
Good timer.
99 KTKT.
You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Mark Dernberger reporting for the DX Audio Service. And this month, we're at part two of our Clear Channel band scan from New York City. Radio signals captured from our vantage point, high among the skyscrapers of Manhattan. Now let's see, last month we left off with...
We're Maryland's news talk leader, WBAL Baltimore.
BAL,
where the news comes first.
Mostly cloudy at 52 degrees.
Roger Roberts, WBAL News at 7.
Information on a possible secret tape recording system in the White House.
And of course, the perennial powerhouse from Cleveland.
Depend on your official weather station.
School closing. Live Doppler.
Operation Storm Watch.
In-depth team storm coverage.
For the last winter of the century.
This is the big one.
Now, continuing coverage on News Radio WTAM 1100 Cleveland.
Yeah, you can start to call the Browns a team. Good morning, I'm Tom Moore. This is the Midnight Report on News Radio WTAM 1100. Details coming up. Channel 3 weather. Here's David Rogers.
Looks like a great night for stargazing. Mostly clear sky. Comfortable temperatures.
1110 from Charlotte. A piece of cake.
The flagship station of Jefferson Pilot Communications. News Talk 1110 WBT Charlotte and 99.3 WBT FM Chester.
Once again, Chris McKee back at Hornets Network Central. Welcome back to
We even NBA hauled in 1120 from St. Louis, and that was pretty good considering 1130 is a local.
The voice of St. Louis. News Talk 1120 KMOX.
News, I'm
from KMOX to WBBR.
Call CarCash today at 1-800-CAR-CASH. That's 1-800-CAR-CASH. WBBR, New York. Money, markets, and more. This is 1130 Bloomberg Radio.
It's 5 o'clock.
Our work as a court of impeachment is now done. I leave you with the hope that our several paths may cross again under happier circumstances.
The Chief Justice of the United States, William Rehnquist, following the acquittal today of the president on two articles of impeachment.
And we were even able to pull out 1140 from under WBBR. And that's no mean feat, given the wide-open characteristic of these Sony 7600 analog radios.
On Monday night, you'll hear news that people will talk about all week long.
Moments may not be at hand, but it is not far off.
Right here on AM 1140 WRVA, Richmond's news and information station.
Back at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, I'm John Emmett, Renegades trailing the Chesapeake Icebreakers 4-1. Second period a little better than the first.
And from 1140 on to 1160.
Here's your 1160 WCCS weatherized forecast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 50. In the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour Friday.
Not much there. 1170.
Special word of thanks goes out to our power partners for making this broadcast possible. And tune in next time for Power Today.
This is WWVA, Wheeling, West Virginia. In your correspondence to these ministries, be sure to mention WWVA, Wheeling, West Virginia.
1180, normally a lot hotter from Rochester, but again, we were on the opposite side of the hotel building.
News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
CBS News, I'm Paul James. Three Republican senators, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, John Chafee of Rhode Island, and James Jeffords of Vermont, say they will not vote in favor of removing the president.
And here is the local version of 1190.
News Talk.
One family.
1190 WLIB.
Wait a sound and tell the people. About the musical news coming your way.
Now, 24-7, 1190 WLIB.
Talk.
One family.
1190 WLIB. New York.
And it's 8 o'clock sharp, 34 degrees under sunny skies in New York City. This is 1190 AM WLIB News in New York. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. Here's what's happening at this hour. Thousands of mourners made their way to the Islamic Cultural Center along the Upper East Side of Manhattan yesterday.
And after sign-off, and I'm not sure they sign off every night, but on this particular night, WLIB did go down, and we were able to capture the mother station on 1190.
Macy in the morning.
Hi, Macy in the morning here. People say to me, Mace, who calls your show? I mean, who really listens to you? Well, I went over the list. We got conspiracy nuts, religious zealots, castration advocates, political pundits, bar hoppers, biker babes, and actually, amidst all those calls, a few normal people. That's right. You can be normal, too. Just call me any morning, 5 to 9, right here on the Big Stick.
News Talk 1191.
Now the official WOVO weather forecast, mostly clear skies overnight, a low around 30 degrees. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 53. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers likely in the afternoon, thunderstorms possible.
1200, pretty much noise out here in Manhattan. This is part two of our Clear Channel band scan recorded in Manhattan in February 1999. When I arrived on that trip, I was flush with some extra cash, and I really hadn't spent any money on the hobby for a bit. So I took the opportunity to shop the dozens of electronic stores which populate the streets of Midtown Manhattan, and I came away with a prize, a closeout deal on a brand new Sony 7600G pocket receiver. The 7600G is Sony's latest in that line, performs well as an RF receiver, but the audio section is a sad step back from its progenitor, the early analog 7600, which in my opinion is among the best-sounding AM receivers around. But the price was right on the 7600G, and so that's now a part of our arsenal. And here's the first capture on our new radio.
Cancellation penalty supply. Offer expires March 31st. All prices and packages subject to change without notice. Additional restriction, sales tax, and $99 installation may apply. Void where prohibited.
Now, Dr. Gabe Merkin in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's time for the Dr. Gabe Merkin Show. Dr. Merkin will answer your questions on health, fitness, nutrition, and sexuality.
Up the band we go to 1500.
I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel.
Partly cloudy, 50 at National. WTOP News Time, 9:59.
Top news, whenever you want it. This is Washington's news station, WTOP.
Good evening, I'm Holly Hare. Coming up, the Senate wraps up.
1510 was kind of a rare catch for us. We expected Nashville, and we got Boston.
PM 1510 Sports Talk, WNRB Boston.
The Lakers go to war without Shaq. Hello, Mark Fasco. Lakers on the road against Minnesota tonight, playing without Shaquille O'Neal. For more on that and the game, we go live.
And here's Buffalo, KB.
Appreciate it in advance and want you to know that we really, truly appreciate all that you do to keep us on the air. Now stay tuned after station identification for the next segment of Newswatch Magazine.
The preceding has been a paid commercial program.
Hear the fabulous Sports Babe, middays from 10 till 1 on KB Sports Radio 1520, WWKB, Buffalo.
The following is a paid commercial program. WWKB AM 1520 and Sinclair Broadcasting do not endorse the advertiser's claim or advocate the use of the advertised products or services.
1530.
Swingin' original hit station. 1530.
Good evening, 1530 WSAI. We're Cincinnati's original hit station, and we just think we're the station that you deserve. And we're the only one around playing Sinatra and Bennett and Clooney all day and all evening. And this is 1530 WSAI, Cincinnati.
Well, the distortion on that, we apologize for that, but that was a matter of our getting our hands wet on the new 7600G Sony. It has a higher level output to feed the tape recorder than do the traditional Sonys, and as a result, we were overloading the input to the tape machine and didn't notice that until we got back home. We apologize. We're learning, and we'll do a better job on that one next time. Here's a rare catch on 1540 from Albany.
Radio for your family, radio for your life. You're listening to Life Changing Radio. WCCD FM, Clifton Park, Albany.
And of course, 1560. And no opinions on the news, but what a waste of a great radio station.
Hey, Donald, love the great music. Oh, boy. You said it.
AM 1560, WQEW, New York City.
Radio Disney.
And now for a song that really makes you want to get jiggy with it.
And that's part two of our Clear Channel band scan from New York City. Radio from Midtown Manhattan, captured in February 1999. I'm Mark Dernberger. We're part of the DX Audio Service. And we'll be back again next month. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Well, it's time for me to do a little bit of crowing about the 2000 National Radio Club Convention. The National Radio Club holds its annual convention every Labor Day weekend. And for those of you outside the United States, Labor Day is held the first Monday in the month of September, and it's to celebrate and pay homage to those women who have given birth to such fine children as mine. Well, actually, I'm just lying to you here. The only truth is, Labor Day is the first Monday in the month of September, and also, it's the time when we have our National Radio Club Convention, okay? The location for the 2000 convention is going to be Lima, Ohio, literally in my backyard, so to speak, and the convention is going to be hosted by myself, wife Debbie, daughter Connie, who, by the way, is 13 years old, son John, who is 6 years old, and my surrogate son, Phil Wayne, who I'm not going to say how old he is because he'd be thoroughly embarrassed. We're going to be hosting the convention at the Hampton Inn, which is located at 1933 Roschman Avenue. That's R-O-S-C-H-M-A-N Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45804. And that's at the intersection of I-75 and State Route 309. Directions, John Bowker, are very easy. From Tampa, get on I-75, come north to Route 309, take two rights, you're there. The hotel's phone number is area code 419-225-8300. The fax number is 419-225-8328. To book your room, call the Hampton Inn and tell them that you're with the National Radio Club Convention and that your code number is NRC. I guess it's code letters. NRC. Room rate is $69 per night, and there's a block of 24 rooms until August the 19th. Rooms are blocked from the 31st of August until the 4th of September. If you need to change those dates, feel free to do so. Due to several events in Lima, I do urge you to book your rooms very early. You can hold them by credit card. Now, here's an ace in the hole for some of you DX Audio Service members. I know that some of you are on limited budgets. If you can find other DX Audio Service members to chum up with, I have four, count them, four king-size rooms, which usually go for about $92, available at the convention rate of $69. So if several of you can get together, you can take one of those rooms and be able to share some of the costs. Convention registration is $35 per person until August the 19th. After August the 19th, or if paid at the convention, it's $40. Convention registration includes all the beverages, beer, pop, whatever, for the weekend, snacks, munchies, you name it, the National Radio Club Banquet on Saturday evening, and there's going to be a special picnic dinner from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Friday night, sponsored by the DX Audio Service editors in the hospitality room. So you get to eat free on Friday night and Saturday night there. A continental breakfast is provided by the Hampton Hotel for registrants in their spacious breakfast area every morning, and they have over 28 items for your selection. There's also plenty, I mean plenty, of restaurants within easy walking distance. Lima is located in the west central part of the state of Ohio, along I-75, just south of US 30 and north of US 33. We're just an hour away from some major communities in Ohio, such as Dayton to the south, Toledo to the north, about an hour and a half from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and about just under 2 hours from Columbus. Lima does have the Allen County Airport for guys like Paul Smith that'd like to fly in. However, we don't have any domestic flights. If you're on the internet, we have some nice maps available for downloading. Just go to www.nrcdxas.org/convention, and you'll find a whole bunch of maps showing you how to get from different parts of the United States right into Lima, Ohio. And in fact, a very nice close-up map of where the hotel is located. We also have pictures of the actual hotel and the rooms. In fact, I don't think I did get the king-size room, but I did get the regular room picture there, and it is on the webpage, so you can see exactly how the room looks. Amateur radio operators, if you bring your radio, you can talk in on the W8HDU repeater, 145.37, and that's a minus offset, 443.625 with a plus offset, or 53.63 with a minus offset. PL tone is 100 hertz, and the repeater system is located at WLIO Television and has a footprint of about 7 counties, so you should be able to get it when you get close by. Schedule of events include on Friday, starting at about 12 noon, convention registration starts. At about 5 o'clock, we have the DX Audio Service Editor's Picnic Dinner. At about 7 o'clock, we start our 2000 Scavenger Hunt. details will be released about the items and stuff that you can try to find over the weekend. On Saturday, we have the National Radio Club Convention Group Picture starting at about 5 o'clock. Dinner at 6 o'clock. 7:30 is the business meeting, followed by the auction at 8 o'clock. Sunday, it starts it off at about 9 o'clock with a travel log recorded for the October 2000 DX Audio Service. At 11 o'clock, we have the National Radio Club Quiz. And following that, at about 12 o'clock noon, the scavenger hunt will end and the winner will be announced. Now, as far as some of the other things we're looking for here, any auction items are welcome. Please, no junk. Any high-quality auction items are needed and should be sent to me here at the DX Audio Service. Donations of promo items are needed for the goodie table, including stickers, keychains, surveys, whatever you have, send them along. And finally, Phil Wayne is going to have some details that we hope that some of our DX Audio Service members can help us out with a project for WNRC. We're looking to have some liners done, so when you listen to Market Scope on side two of this tape, you'll hear Phil talk about that as well. Where do you send all this fine stuff? Well, listen on the end of side two of this cassette, and you'll find out my answer.